I think my most memorable English language experience is when I first went to Australia, and I didn't have any friends. So, because I played basketball, it was easier, and that making friends with people who play the same sports, and it makes it easier to learn English. And that was my how I learned English. And that's the most memorable.
Did you find it difficult to use English to learn when you first arrived there?
Oh yes, definitely. Is the culture is different, the language is totally different. So it took time, but once you, 'cause you're in an environment where everything is in English, then you're forced to listen, speak, and everything's in English, so you learn a lot quicker.
Do you have any memorable English reading experience?
I guess it's to find a book that you really like. Well, it was in high school, since I like to play basketball. I don't really read a lot of books, so I found a book on a basketball player, and it was an autobiography, so it was mainly just read about his life. So since you're interested in that person, then it makes it easier to continue reading in English. So that was, I guess, that was, yeah, the most memorable reading experience.
Do you remember the name of that book?
It was on Michael Jordan, and I think it was called "I Can't Accept Not Trying." That was the book, yeah.
Do you read other English things as well, like magazines, newspapers, or anything in English?
I guess articles on the internet. Other than that, not really. Maybe some news.
What kind of articles do you read?
I read a lot of sports articles, like from Yahoo, and then they got this, yeah, all these sports articles I read about it. Yeah.
And so, do you think English will be important in your future job?
Oh yeah, definitely. 'Cause I do research, and I just finished my PhD, so everything is in English. All the journal articles are in English, so, and a lot of presentations are done in English, so it's definitely, yeah, the major part of it.